KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky. It's 40 degrees. We look for some areas of light fog this morning. Otherwise, skies should be mostly sunny today with a high of 76 and winds out of the southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Police in Red Oak Wednesday evening arrested 53-year-old David Allen Welch of Red Oak. Welch was taken into custody at around 5:50 p.m. for an alleged violation of a no-contact order. He was brought to Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reported on Wednesday that numerous arrests had been made over the past week. On Saturday, 34-year-old Matthew Wayne Echternach of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County District Court warrant for probation violation. Echternach was brought to the Cass County Jail and released later that same day on $10,000 bond. Last Friday, 37-year-old Travis James Armstrong of Cumberland was arrested on a Cass County warrant for felony fraudulent practices in the first degree. Armstrong was booked into the Cass County Jail and later released that day on a $10,000 bond. Also on September 1st, 42-year-old Tara Marie Brosum of Griswold was arrested on a charge of criminal mischief in the fifth degree. She was brought to the Cass County Jail and later released on a $300 bond. Back on August the 30th, Cass County Sheriff's deputies arrested 42-year-old Melvin Ray Timberlake of Tampa, Florida, on a charge of simple assault. He was taken to the Cass County Jail and also later released on a $300 bond. And there were two arrests in Cass County on August 29th. 32-year-old Summer Lynn Cole of Atlantic was taken into custody on a district court warrant for probation violation. She remained held in the Cass County Jail Wednesday on a $5,000 bond. 28-year-old Justin Kyle Patton of Liberal, Kansas, turned himself into the Cass County Sheriff's Office on a district court warrant for failure to appear. Patton was booked into the jail and later released upon serving his required time. A traffic stop Tuesday afternoon in Page County resulted in a woman being arrested on drug and other charges, along with the recovery of 20 grams of methamphetamine, numerous prescription pills, a scale, and drug paraphernalia. Sheriff Lyle Palmer says at around 4:30 p.m. Tuesday, a Page County deputy attempted to initiate a traffic stop on Rose Avenue, north of 280th or J-52, on a 2001 Mitsubishi Eclipse for traffic infractions. The vehicle continued south on Rose Avenue, which is a gravel road, and then eastbound on 280th Street, and then pulled into the residence in the 2800 block of 280th. And during the investigation, Page County K-9 Lucas was deployed and alerted to the presence of illegal substances. 27-year-old Kara Dawn Woodard of Clarinda was subsequently arrested on two counts of unlawful possession of prescription drugs or devices, a conspiracy, which was a Class D felony, also prohibited acts, manufacturers, possessors, counterfeit substances, simulated controlled substances, methamphetamine, which is a Class B felony. And Woodard was also charged with driving while license suspended, disqualified, or revoked, possession of drug paraphernalia, and a felony drug tax stamp violation. She was cited also for dark windows, speeding, and operating a vehicle without registration. Woodward was being held in the Page County Jail without bond, pending an initial appearance in Page County Magistrate Court. The investigation continues, and additional arrests are expected. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said yesterday that on Tuesday, September 5th, 65-year-old William Henry Adkins of Council Bluffs was sentenced to 30 years in prison for his participation in a conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine and for firearms offenses. A co-defendant, 40-year-old Wendy Marie Hannon, also of Council Bluffs, was sentenced back on August 9th to 12 and a half years in prison for her role in a conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine. On April 17th, Adkins proceeded to a jury trial and was found guilty on all counts, conspiracy to distribute meth, two counts of possession with intent to distribute meth, possession of a firearm during a drug trafficking crime, and possession of a firearm by a prohibited person. The co-defendant Hannon had previously entered a plea of guilty on April 4th. Evidence at trial proved that Adkins was responsible for conspiring to distribute over 2,300 grams of methamphetamine. Upon his arrest on a federal charges in January 2017, Adkins was found to be in possession of meth, scales, baggies, drug ledgers, a loaded .40 caliber handgun, and deposit receipts totaling over $32,000. The investigation was conducted by several agencies, including the Southwest Iowa Narcotics Enforcement Task Force, which consists of Council Bluffs PD, Mills County Sheriff's Office, Pott County Sheriff's Office, the Iowa Department of Public Safety Division of Narcotics Enforcement, the U.S. States Marshals Service, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. And as I mentioned, the case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. In our funeral announcements this morning, Darlene Kinman, age 96, of Guthrie Center, died Friday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Darlene Kinman will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Guthrie Center United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. David Hall, age 72, of Humiston and formerly of Fontenelle, died Sunday in Sheraton. Graveside services for David Hall will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Fontenelle Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Edward Eddie Matteson, Jr., age 91, of Elkhorn, died Saturday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Eddie Matteson, Jr. will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Lizalette R. Stark, age 72, of Atlantic, died Saturday in Omaha. A memorial service for Lizalette Stark will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Evangelical Free Church in Atlantic, with Clayton Brady officiating. Cutler O'Neill, Myron Woodring, Bayless Park Chapel, and Council Bluffs has the arrangements. Delavan D. Olson, age 68, of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Delavan Olson will be held on Friday at 1:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Betty Lippincott, age 89, of Panora, died August 17th in Guthrie Center. Cremation has taken place, and a visitation for Betty Lippincott will be held Friday from 4 until 7 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Melody Brahms, age 54, of Wyota, died Monday at her home south of Wyota. Memorial services for Melody Brahms will be tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Anita Legion Hall in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Liana Christensen, age 94, of Harlan and formerly of Kimbleton, died August 24th. A celebration of life service for Liana Christensen will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Valanda Nelson, age 91, of Exira, died August 26th at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Valanda Nelson will be this Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Nathaniel Philemon Booth, age 70, of Los Angeles, died August 28th. A memorial service for Nathaniel Booth will be this Saturday at 2 o'clock at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Jeff Jensen, age 62, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Jeff Jensen will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Catherine Beaver, age 93, of Anita, died September 2nd at Caring Acres. A gathering for family and friends of Catherine Beaver will be on September 13th at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church of Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. And Herb Gibson, age 78, of Stewart, died Monday. Graveside services for Herb Gibson will be on September 14th at 10 a.m. at the Calvary Cemetery in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.